Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're getting back into the Redskins. 11:30, Sean O'Hara of the NFL Network. We'll go around the NFL with him. Game 7 of the World Series tonight. Last night, Game 6 went to the Dodgers to force this decisive final 7th game at Chavez Ravine in Los Angeles. Jock Peterson homered for the third time in this series. And again, just like his second home run, when he got back to the dugout and was screaming and celebrating with his boys, he was yelling, "You like that?" like he was Kirk Cousins.
Mm.
Peterson, 3 homers in the series, now has 5 batted in this World Series. Here was the scene last night as a 2-1 game became a 3-1 lead in the bottom of the 7th in L.A.
1-2. Peterson hits it in the air to left. Back at the wall. It's gone. Peterson with his 3rd of the World Series. And he's made it 3-1 Dodgers in the 7th.
Joe Buck on Fox on the call. Couple of things here, Danny. First of all, this has been one of the great World Series of my lifetime. This has been sensational drama. So fun. The Astros, who are easy to root for, they were bad by design for a couple straight years to pick at the top of the board. And in getting players like Alex Bregman and Carlos Correa and George Springer in the first round, and in building through their system with names like Jose Altuve, their 3rd hitter who wins the batting title, making a couple savvy moves, Justin Verlander, Josh Reddick, adding veterans like Evan Gattis, they put together a championship team. They're run by guys who go with analytics, and I'm rooting for them for that reason. Yet, I was around the Dodgers in that clubhouse for a star power laden team. Number one media market in the country, or I guess certainly on the West Coast. New York's probably number one, but Los Angeles. You can't find a better clubhouse of just decent, approachable, good dudes, whether it's Cody Bellinger, Justin Turner, Corey Seager, Kenley Jansen's the warmest dude I think I've been around. Just such a nice, accommodating superstar. It's up and down their lineup. I'm rooting for them as well. I was texting with someone last week, and they said, "Who are you rooting for?" I said, "Well, I really want to see the Astros win, but now I kind of want to see the Dodgers win, so I guess I just want to see it go 7 games. Like, pick one." And I couldn't do it. Yeah. I don't know. I just want to see good baseball. We're getting that. I love Chris Taylor from the University of Virginia. But this series has been so good, and in trying to figure out why, you look at the TV numbers, which are better than the numbers last year when the Cubs were trying to break their century-long drought. I mean, it's been a windfall. Just cash and excellence for Major League Baseball this series. I think part of it is the celebrations, honestly.
Really?
Yeah, there have been a record number of homers in this postseason. And if you watch back to the last couple nights, pick any of the homers you want. But Jock Peterson's homer last night. I don't love Jock Peterson. I think he's kind of an annoying guy in my interactions with him. And I'll admit that he was in the clubhouse after the game when I was trying to do interviews.
He told the story, yeah.
Particularly annoying when he was spraying beer and champagne all over my face, which is fine if you are like a cool dude who's done interviews with me all week long. But when
you're friends,
say no to them, and then you do that, you're just kind of a jerk.
Like if the Nats ever did something and we were interviewing people and Jason Worth did it to us, it wouldn't be because Jason Worth thinks we're just swell.
You're right. It's not like, "Hey, man, welcome to the clubhouse." No, it's like, "Get out of here," and he was yelling things like that.
Yeah, I told you to F off a bunch of times.
That said, I want him to hit another homer tonight. I'm happy for the guy. He's having the time of his life. The time of his life, which is great. I'm very proud of you. Go get him, Jock Peterson. My point is, if you watch his celebration last night, he was jumping up and down as he rounded first. He was stopped between third and home, pointing into his dugout, doing the "show me the money" sign.
The Manziel fingers?
Manziel fingers, because I guess he had some bet with someone who was about to hit a homer, is my guess. That's what Joe Buck speculated on TV. That's what I was thinking. Go back if you say, "Oh, the Dodgers are jerks." The night before that, or a couple of games ago in Game 5, Carlos Correa hits a homer. And he basically Kirk Gibson'd it. Like, he was jumping up, Joe Carter'd it maybe. He was jumping up and down, like screaming, literally leaping for joy before he got to first base, like pointing at his dugout. It's just so much intensity, and it's young guys. That's the difference.
It's young
Peterson.
Guys.
It's Bregman. It's Correa. These dudes are 23, 24. They don't care about putting their heads down and sprinting. And by the way, if you're annoyed, Joe Musgrove or anybody else pitching, or if you're an annoyed fan who's watching this game, kick rocks. Because it is fun to watch how excited these guys get. They've been dreaming about these moments since they were kids. They're hitting a World Series home run that forces a Game 7. They should be jumping up and down.
So I wonder, when you were mentioning all the Houston celebrations, and they happen in that back-and-forth game. Game 5 is one of the greatest games I've ever seen. And the old Codgers are angry that it wasn't a 1-0, you know, pitcher's duel with so many bunts.
It was amazing.
Every team, both teams had a 3-run lead, I think, multiple times in the game. And it was incredible, right? I wonder what Brian McCann, Team America World Police, Mr. Baseball Rules. I wonder if he's just begrudgingly accepted the idea that baseball can be fun. Remember he was in charge
of
making
sure
guys got hit?
Yes, he's the captain of making sure no one does anything that he doesn't like. I'm sure he was furious at Jock Peterson last night. I'd actually still be willing to bet. Now, it's two different leagues, so they don't play very often. I'll bet you Jock Peterson gets hit by an Astro. That would be my guess. Next year.
If and when they play.
Maybe they're just going to chalk it up to, oh, it's the World Series and it's an exciting moment. I just don't think there's that much common sense prevailing in Major League Baseball.
Yeah. Thank goodness McCann is involved with it. That's all I could think of as he hit what should have been a double and limped into second base, and then they ultimately didn't score because of a strikeout yesterday with runners on second and third, nobody out. But that guy, the fact that he was involved, and it's fine when his teammate did it. It's fine when Justin Upton took 17 years to round the bases. It took longer, actually, than Bryce Harper, but he got mad when Bryce Harper admired a homer. Anyway, that's your little sidebar. The series has been great, and this is kind of to my point in general about sports. People want sports to be great. People want great theater. And when games are great, when there's something behind it, you get great numbers. When the NFL games are crappy on a Thursday night, when it's early season, Bengals-Texans, when the Savage Nation is starting for Houston and there's no touchdown scored, people tune out. When games are amazing, as Game 7 was last year with the Cubs and Indians, everyone's like, yeah, baseball's not back. It's just the Cubs thing. Well, you got just as good a numbers, if not better, this year. Last year's 40 million people, give or take, that watched Game 7 was the most since 1991, when this sport was still neck and neck with football in terms of what was king. When you go back to, I believe that was Twins-Braves, if memory serves. In that World Series. That was the, and we'll see you tomorrow night. That great, great series, right? I guess the end game is this series has been so awesome. It's two of the three best teams in the sport. The other, of course, was upset here by the Yankees when the Indians lost. But that's what I like. I think when you get the excellence at the highest level, that's what's cool. That's why I say we need to limit our upsets. Upsets need to be more special. When you get 200-plus win juggernauts who are both have a little weakness, but so much strength, and it's trying to expose the other over the course of this, you know, live knife fight, like the Michael Jackson Beat It video. It's amazing. This is amazing theater with great storylines. It's awesome.
Yeah, and it's two teams that are easy to root for, with a lot of young, great players who have built their outfits and operations correctly. And I'm glad that they're being rewarded tonight with a chance, 9 good innings away from a World Series
title. Let's go Astros, man.
So I just hope it's a great game. I really don't have a horse in the race. It doesn't really matter to me who wins tonight. I would just love to see one more quality game to wrap up the Major League Baseball season. But I think it's important in general in life to not just dislike things, like things. You know, don't just come out and bash things. Occasionally just celebrate things. You know, be happy as much as you're mad. Everyone wants to be cynical and like tweet things that are funny and try to be snarky. This is just a great series. It's okay to just say, hey, awesome series going on, and try to enjoy it.
Good theater.
It's been fun. Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. Redskins getting ready for the Seahawks at 3-4. Let's start looking ahead to that matchup next on G&D.
It's November. You realize that? It's November. The calendar turned to November. That's Thanksgiving month. You know this. I know this. If you're listening to this program, we appreciate it, first of all. But second of all, you know that the holidays can be tough. If you're sitting there thinking, man, I don't like the way the gut looks. I don't like the way my clothes look here and there. You know the holidays can be so challenging. Grant and I have both taken this journey on EMP 180 Weight Loss to take control of our weight loss, to take control of a new, healthy lifestyle. The holidays can be tough, GP. Let EMP 180 help you through them.
EMP 180 Weight Loss. I actually started my program last year on December 15th, right before the holidays. And I'm sure that was easy, but it was the right thing to do. Here's what I would do if I was you guys. I'd call EMP 180 Weight Loss. Daniel will give you the number in a second today. Or I would go to their website, emp180weightloss.com, and I would start the program now. You got close to, 3.5 weeks before Thanksgiving.
Right.
So you can get on a good program and plan. You're going to eat your Thanksgiving dinner. No one says you shouldn't. You're going to get right back on that horse, and then you're going to have a couple holiday parties. But you're going to be down after the holidays some 20-ish pounds because of a smart decision. You got to go to emp188loss.com.
Or call 855-888-0180 and schedule your consultation today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.